This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A U.S. Capitol police officer has died, and the suspect was shot to death by police after ramming his car into a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol building Friday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Law enforcement officials say a driver rammed a vehicle into two Capitol police officers and was shot after stepping out with what appeared to be a knife. It happened about 100 yards from a Capitol entrance in an area where fencing put up after January's Capitol riot had recently come down. National Guard troops who are still at the Capitol after the riot responded to the checkpoint. The Capitol itself is virtually empty, with Congress on recess. President Biden's also out of town. He had left for Camp David shortly before the incident. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
America's employers unleashed a burst of hiring in March, adding 916,000 jobs in a sign that a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession is taking hold as vaccines accelerate, stimulus checks flow through the economy, and businesses increasingly open. In remarks at the White House, President Biden said there is still a long way to go for a full economic recovery.
But my message to the American people is this. Help is here. Opportunity is coming. And at long last, there's hope for so many families. Credit for this progress belongs not to me, but to the American people.
The unemployment rate declined from 6.2% to 6%. Even with last month's robust increase, the economy remains more than 8 million jobs short of the number it had before the pandemic erupted a little over a year ago. You can find more on our website. This is